Great day, everybody. Omar Muhammad here again, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. So we're back to the Ride University, another episode of the Ride University. It's powered by, as you can see, EDAC and Morgan State University, and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. As I spoke about the last time we were together, we're really focused on getting that mind right before we actually get started in business. And each month, we're going to go through two activities to really help you get started in business. So this week, we're going to focus on make. Last month, we focused on mindset. So just go back and look at the mindset video. It's there for you. We also focused on the business plan, so go back and look at that as well. So today we're going to focus on make, and that is, you know, I'll say this quote, the bigger the problem, the more of the solution you can sell. So we're working on figuring out what product or service we're going to provide to users, customers, corporations, and government. So the first thing we need to look at is, what problem are we going to solve? Oftentimes when entrepreneurs think about starting a business, it comes to them like, man, I can do this, or I can improve upon this. Other times it could come from family or friends. Looking at what's happening in the community can oftentimes help you determine a problem and provide a solution for it, as well as your workplace. You know, looking around the workplace, you know, you can probably say, man, I can do this much better than this corporation can. So think about these things as you're thinking about what problem you're solving. Now, if you're already in business, think about how can you improve upon that as well. So a couple of things, here's some examples. So you may already know some of these. I'm just gonna go through these, some of these. So better online search is the problem. So do you know what that is? All right, Google. So there was Yahoo, there was Ask Jeeves. I think that's what, I can't even remember the name of it, but you know, that was one of the ones. Healthier food. Can you think about a company? All right, how about Whole Foods? TV on the go. Normally you got this big old device that's helping you watch TV, but now we have these smart devices to help you do that. Now the ladies may know this, the guys may not know, a problem shaping the body, you know, squeezing your body into stuff that you used to get. Anyway, shaping your body, Spanx, yep, somebody got it right. And then the other problem, the last one is resources to start a business. Did you guess? Right. You got that absolutely right. So as you go out and talk to people to find out if there is a problem, here are some questions you should ask. So what is the solution that someone is willing to pay for? So think about that. Who else? Is it an individual? Is it a business? Is it a government agency has this problem that you're saying that this you have this business that you want to create and here's a problem that you want to solve? So who else has that problem? How do you know they have this problem? Well, we're talking about it now. You go out and have a conversation with them or ask them certain questions. Who is the specific audience that will love this product? All right. Other than you, your family, your friends, who else is going to buy this? What are the alternatives to this solution? Who else is providing this solution? Why will your product be better? And how will your solution, well, I just said that, be better than what's already on the market? So kind of think about these questions as you are moving about and trying to identify the problem you're addressing in your business. So the goal when you go out and talk to people, you don't want to have 100 questions for them. I would limit the questions to about 10. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, Omar, can I email these questions out to people? It's best to talk to these individuals because you get to see their facial expressions, you know, and another question may pop up. So here's some thoughts about, and I'll read the slide. Your goal is to obtain information that will help you develop a solution, which is a product or service Customer discovery can help you fill in the blanks between your product and potential customers. So consider this. What solution they are looking for to solve their problem? So as you go out to get do customer discovery, this is what you're looking to find out. What solution they are looking for to solve their particular problem? It's also customer discovery will also help identify your prospective customer. Because, you know, you go out there, you talk to people, they may say, man, I can't wait till you develop this product or this service. They can also give you referrals to other people who are experiencing that problem as well. So kind of think about that. So as you're going out and talking to these individuals in customer discovery mode, you also want to figure out what price are they willing to pay. So they're going to help you determine what they're willing to pay so you can set your pricing. What solution are they are currently using? So what alternative, what are they using now? Is it good, is it bad? If they can make a change to it, what change will they make to it? So that's really gonna help you determine your particular product. You may fill in the gap that the alternatives that's already in the market are not solving for them. And then how do you market to them? How do they buy product? Do they just go to a store? Do they buy online? Do they get referrals? So kind of think about this as you are going out and meeting with customers. And then the final slide is problem identification, customer discovery, some more. You know, here is a good explanation of the customer discovery. So if you go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/ About customer D. So that's bit.ly/ about customer, the letter D as in David. And if you need a list of questions that you can modify, here's a list where you can find them. Customer questions list, and that's customer questions list. So that's bit.ly/ customer questions list. You can also do an online search, you know, just type in what is customer discovery. So put quotes in the beginning and at the end so you don't have so many topics coming back to you. How do you do customer discovery? Or you could just put in customer discovery list. So these are some of the items that will help you determine the problem that individuals are having. And don't forget the Breakthrough Podcast. We air on the last Monday of the month. We have three podcasts that are for you. So it's going to come on at 4:30, the last Monday of each month. And don't forget, you know, we're on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. And more information about the RIDE program can be found at edacmorgan.com. So next week, we're going to continue talking about identifying the problem. And now we're going to focus on the solution. Until then, continue to improve and progress. I'll see you next time. Peace. This is Mixed Map Production.